Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. Welcome in. Ben Garrett is off today as I'm giving you guys the full rundown on Ole Miss's first official visit weekend of June. And we appreciate Riverland Roofing for powering everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit. Text or call Riverland today for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Or go to riverlandroofing.com. There's going to be a ton of fun to be had with Riverland later this month as a celebrity softball tournament. Ben Garrett will be there at the Riverland tent. So they're doing all that they can to support Ole Miss. So make sure you support them as well. And they support us on Talk of Champions. And the support we need this weekend is you to subscribe to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, for just $1 for your first week. Jump on board what will be a fun recruiting weekend, with the Rebels hosting multiple commitments as well as multiple top targets for this official visit weekend. So, shall we jump into it? I think so. This is the best time of year when it comes to recruiting because so much now is made in these summer recruiting weekends. This is the time where your class comes together. This is when you get a chance to make waves. And Ole Miss, all the work they've done on the high school recruiting front can come together this weekend for them. And the weekends in June as well, if they play their cards right. And that's the fun thing about it when it comes to my job as far as following it. You get these programs that, you know, work so hard for 2-3 years sometimes to get these players on their campus, to get their one final shot at them before they go home and they maybe take more visits, or maybe they make their final decision in some cases. You know, that June 20th weekend, you look out for Ole Miss trying to close down a Landon Duckworth, the four-star quarterback out of Jackson, Alabama. All of these official visits have that opportunity to change a program's recruiting class and, for those prospects, change their life too, because now you get to talk about rev share, you get to talk about what that looks like for these programs. And Ole Miss been very competitive in that space. Of course, we've seen that with back-to-back elite transfer portal classes. Lane Kiffin and his staff assembled their best high school recruiting class last cycle. They're looking to top that in a big way this year with this official visit run of June. And so the first two prospects that I want to highlight, I always want to show love to these commitments that are coming back to campus. And the Rebels will host Jermichael Jones from Pike Road. Of course, Pike Road High School. He committed to Ole Miss back in March and is you know, been locked in. Ole Miss added Demaryius Yates into the fold. Jermichael Jones, underrated in my opinion. I think his contact balance is tremendous. I think what he brings to the table from a physicality and kind of a ready now body is really exciting. And I'm not saying he's going to be Quinshon Judkins early on in his Ole Miss career, but that's also has to do with the running back situation they have with, you know, some good young talent into the mix as well right now. But he does have that size to contribute right away. He does have that size to make a name for himself early on for these Ole Miss Rebels. And so he will be back on campus and get a chance to do some recruiting of some offensive linemen, which we'll touch on in a minute. But the other prospect is one of Ole Miss's April commitments, and that is Braylon Williams from Tupelo High School. Fun fact, the Rebels got at least two more Tupelo prospects coming in for official visits this summer, and they continue to make Tupelo a priority. They've got a walk-on center, Mason Waddle, who just arrived this January as a preferred walk-on. So they're continuing to build on, you know, that Tupelo pipeline. They've got Mason Dunn from the high school. You know, they've just recruited Tupelo really well and have continued to add high school prospects from that program. So they've done it for a minute now and will continue to do that for the foreseeable future. No question about it. And Shamar Darden as well, who's you know, with Ole Miss on top of that. So look, it's a good pipeline for Ole Miss. So Shamar may have left, but Mason Dunn just getting started on his Ole Miss career. So those are the two commitments that'll be on campus this weekend, at least officially. We'll see if anybody else pops over, makes a short drive or the short trip for some of those guys to recruit for the Rebels. And they'll be doing so with what is a blue chip prospect weekend. And I want to start with two flip targets for Ole Miss that'll be in town. And again, when we posted or we're posting this as soon as we get done with this on the site, there are a couple prospects that, you know, we're kind of waiting to see if they end up on this list. And I can tell you there are a couple blue chip guys, but we do know of a few that are rolling through Oxford this weekend that we can share with you guys. And so we wanted to do that on this podcast for sure. But the one I wanted to start with right off the bat, and for some reason I can't find his profile on this on my little list here. It's Carson Reed though. And I'll try to get his tab up for you guys watching on YouTube to see his profile. But Carson Reed committed to Tennessee. He's one of the guys that has, in my opinion, despite being a flip target, has shown consistent interest in Ole Miss. He's made a visit before earlier this spring. He's been on campus. He's swung through now. This will be his third visit to Oxford. So a very real thing that could happen here as far as a flip goes. I don't know if it happens this weekend. I don't know how necessarily close they are on that front. And he's got a slew of official visits scheduled as well. He's also got, of course, Tennessee, but Florida, Miami, and already his trip to North Carolina as well. So he's made the rounds, and he was back in Knoxville for a Tennessee visit for their 865 live weekend. I think this was 865 live weekend where Tennessee brings in some unofficial visitors and things like that. So, you know, he's from Nashville. He's an in-state guy for Tennessee. I would imagine out of the two flip targets this weekend, he would be the tougher of the two to flip, but that's okay. You take your shot. You've been recruiting him a long, long time, and it is worth the squeeze to go ahead and get him in town and take that shot, because you're also going to host another tight end, top tight end target on your list. So if that tight end pops, you know, Carson Snead, this is your shot. You know, Ole Miss probably wants two tight ends in this class. Pair up with the guy they've got coming in. But Emmanuel Tucker, the four-star offensive lineman from New Albany, is coming in. Emmanuel Tucker committed to Mississippi State kind of out of the blue in February, and Ole Miss has not let up. They've hosted him multiple times on unofficial visits. They've gotten him back to Oxford. They've went and seen him at his high school. Lane Kiffin went and saw him in January. I mean, he is a priority for Ole Miss. And, you know, when you look at these top tight end or these top offensive line targets, you know, you want the ones that are raw in a sense that you can develop and turn into an elite prospect. You need that great ball of clay. You need the highest of quality ball of clay on the offensive line. And that's what Emmanuel Tucker is. Moves pretty well, has the physicality. Technique wise, that's where you want to see it come together at the college ranks. But he is a fun prospect to watch because you see so much potential in him. And the rankings do as well. He's a 4-star prospect, one of the best in Mississippi. And again, Mississippi State got him to commit early, but he's going to also visit LSU as well as you know, Ole Miss. And he does have a Mississippi State official visit lined up as well. But the Rebels, we continue to hear. And of course, our resident New Albany expert, Ben Garrett, has mentioned this on the Ole Miss Spirit a lot. You know, Ole Miss is trending in the right direction here to go ahead and get Emmanuel Tucker. So keep an eye on him as he is one of two flip targets coming to Oxford this weekend to see the Rebels, check in with John Garrison, Lane Kiffin, his entire staff. So a big priority for Ole Miss. And I think when it comes to in-state guys that you want, you always want to flip the ones that are good enough from Mississippi State, and that's what they're going to try to do with Emmanuel Tucker. I don't know if things would be resolved this weekend. He's been kind of adamant about taking his visits that he plans to, which is Ole Miss, LSU, Mississippi State. But if he does, you know, flip, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily shock me because there's been so much work put in by Ole Miss here. And that's not to say that none of these programs won't go down without a battle or a fight, but you know, that's the reality when you get into these high profile recruiting battles. And I think another piece to the puzzle here is how much does, you know, these programs value you on the rev share perspective? Cause that's something that is, you know, a lot of folks right now are talking about NIL and it going under the table with the rev share and all those things, which can be true. But you also can show really how much you want somebody by saying, well, here's your rev share. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what the structure looks like. Here's all of those things. And it can make a big impact because a prospect can actually see a little bit more. How much do they really value me? Or are they just throwing, you know, some money at me here and there, like on an NIL front and saying, come on, we'll get, you know, we're just trying to stockpile talent, which is great. But that rev share piece can really tell you the story. So Ole Miss, with a lot of these guys, are going to be able to tell them that story this weekend and give them a good feel for where they see them in the grand scheme of things for this program. And, you know, I wanted to stick on the offensive line because I think it's the most intriguing position that Ole Miss has this summer. They've got a bunch of prospects that are, you know, that they're after. And one of them is Tyler Chukwuman. And or Chikoyam or something like that. I'll have to ask him, but he is a fast riser in the recruiting ranks. And Ole Miss, you know, jumped on him. He really has blown up on the recruiting front and now sits as a non-on 300 4-star. And that should show you, because he just got this ranking, that the ceiling is pretty high for him. And watching his tape, I really think this is a underrated find by the Ole Miss staff, because if you look at who they're battling here, it is a very different world than maybe, you know, Emmanuel Tucker, where they're trying to flip him from Mississippi State. LSU's supposed to host him next weekend. But Tyler is a really fun prospect to watch and has the length. I mean, if you look at those arms on you're watching on YouTube, really has the length to be an elite offensive tackle. And once he gets into a college weight room and adds that mass to his frame, it's going to be a lot of fun to see how he goes. But he is now set to officially visit Florida. He's replaced the Minnesota visit. And I believe maybe moved back his UCF visit to June 20th. So he's really starting to, we're starting to see his recruitment kind of change a lot. He's here this weekend, Can Ole Miss get this one across the finish line now? Because Florida is locked in a visit, but Florida State's been hanging around Cincinnati. I mean, this could really be an interesting recruitment because Ole Miss would love to get him across the finish line. They'd love to, you know, get this one done because they've spent a lot of time recruiting him early on in his process and being one of those first schools that made a move. And, you know, how much will that matter in the end to Tyler? Only he can know that. But they really have a good feel for him as a prospect. They were on him very, very early. You know, he's got a chance to, you know, be, I think, a really good multi-year SEC starter. And On3 just slapped a four-star on him. Like, Charles Power watched him. I was texting with him. I said, hey, this guy's coming in for an Ole Miss official visit. He's kind of blowing up. Can you kind of move this one up your list as far as guys to grade? And he fired back, wow, okay, yes, love that one. You know, really, really high on him. So a nice four-star prospect, you know, that Ole Miss has really done a good job recruiting. And the same goes for another offensive lineman from the Peach State. Tyreek Jamison has really blown up as well. And he's somebody that Ole Miss is bringing in this weekend. They've been battling and you know, landed that first official visit of the summer for him. He does have North Carolina, Georgia Tech, and Kentucky on his list after that. But again, Ole Miss has really made him a big priority. I think they're shooting up his list. If I don't know how to assess this one and if he's going to take the rest of his visits, but Ole Miss has a lot of momentum here. They have a chance to get potentially this one done this weekend if they really want to push and push and push. I think there's a shot here that Tyreek could shut it down. His recruitment's been fairly settled in a sense as far as who he's going to visit, who's been after him. Ole Miss has been the one that's been surging. That tells me a lot as far as trying to read the tea leaves on this one and just watching for him when it comes to, you know, how big of a priority he is for John Garrison, the offensive line coach for Ole Miss. So Tyreek Jamison is a big, I know he's listed as an offensive tackle. I think 6'5", 330, I could see him playing along the interior for Ole Miss and making that happen. So really, really intriguing prospect there along the interior. Again, you want to add that size. I think he could end up being, if you're trying to project a year out, with that size being somebody that could make an impact early. You're seeing, in my opinion, watching offensive linemen and kind of how they end up impacting a team in their first year, how big are they? And if they're that big, are they athletic enough to get it done? And along the interior is where I could see Tyreek Jamison being that type of a guy. So really intriguing prospect who's blown up. Ole Miss is really high on him. He comes in this weekend to kind of round out the offensive linemen that are visiting the Rebels this weekend. So keep an eye on him without a doubt.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Before we go any further, I do want to remind you guys about our friend Andy Ludeke. My Perfect Franchise, MyPerfectFranchise.net is where you go to get the lowdown on the franchise world, the franchise categories that could make sense for you and your family. Give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him Andy, A-N-D-Y, at MyPerfectFranchise.net. He can walk you through the process. And of course, if you decide to go down the route on the franchise front with Andy Ludeke, he will donate money back to the Ole Miss Collective. So the Grove Collective can benefit if you work with Andy Ludeke on the franchise front. So his wife went to Ole Miss. He's got ties to the Rebels. So make sure you support him at MyPerfectFranchise.net. Give him a call today. Andy Ludeke, longtime friend of the show. So we appreciate him for all he's done for us. The Rebels are bringing in some top Mississippi talent, but before we do that, I do want to stick kind of as an extension of the offensive line, and that is the tight end position. We already talked about Carson Snead, but J.C. Anderson is an intriguing prospect, a 4-star for on three, a top 150 overall prospect, a top 10 tight end nationally. He's out of Illinois, Decatur, Illinois, goes to Mount Zion. Ole Miss actually went up there and offered a bunch of prospects from that area. So maybe a little bit of work being done there on the Rebels and kind of how they are working that area. But he's certainly one to keep an eye on as Ole Miss, I get the feeling, is really battling Auburn here. I know Illinois, of course, you know, is going to be a threat being the in-state school. And you know, they've hosted him a little bit. But they hosted him back in April. So it's been a little bit of a minute. I kind of feel like if they would have, you know, been sitting in a strong position, they maybe would have popped him before these summer visits. But instead, he's going to visit Ole Miss. He's going to visit Auburn. He's going to visit UNC. Seems like an Ole Miss Auburn battle here, in my opinion. He is a really, really well thought of prospect on our end, a consensus 4-star. By every single recruiting service. Again, the staff went and saw him. They have hosted him on a visit. Auburn's hosted him on a spring visit. He's been to Illinois a bunch, so keep an eye on that. But I will say the Rebels are really in a good spot along with Auburn here. So will the home state pull win out, or will it be the lure of the SEC? And two offenses that I think, you know, for the most part, prioritize tight end, like using him, doing all of those things. That's J.C. Anderson, big target for this staff, and one they love to land without a doubt. So make sure you keep an eye on J.C. Anderson as well. Quick reminder here before we go into the final two official visitors that are at least public right now. Do want to remind you guys about our friends at Status Jet. StatusJet.com. Mention the Ole Miss Spirit and get a discount on a round trip flight. And that is really, really cool. And if you're watching this live right now and you're debating driving up to Oklahoma City to go see Ole Miss softball playing the Women's College World Series, give Status Jet a call. They can get you there and back the same day. Get some friends, get them together, get a quote, go to statusjet.com today, and they will give you a discount on a round trip flight. You don't need a membership. You don't need a big fat credit put down. Give them a call, 844-782-8875 today, statusjet.com, the way to go, the way to fly, and they're here to help all the Ole Miss fans get to Oklahoma City or hopefully Omaha. Ole Miss is continuously putting the emphasis on the state of Mississippi in this class. And we've talked about that a little bit. We've talked about Braylon Williams coming in this weekend. We've talked about the flip target, Emmanuel Tucker. But two really key prospects here both play two premium positions. And in the SEC, the defensive tackle position might be the biggest of them all in terms of that premium dollar spent, that premium priority, getting guys, getting, you know, jump shots up on top targets. And Corey Wells is somebody that has really flown up the list for Ole Miss. And they were, I believe, one of his first offers, if not the first. I think the Rebels sit in a good spot here. Auburn is the other school, though, that has really been pushing and pushing hard. He just locked in his Auburn official visit for next week, a midweek. It's going to be June 3rd through the 5th. They've been recruiting him really hard, but the Rebels have turned up the heat here. And this now becomes a really interesting recruitment to watch because Ole Miss dished out, you know, the offer in January, I believe it was January, and you saw plenty of programs, you know, follow or offer around that, you know, LSU, Texas A&M, Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, plenty of others jumped into the Corey Wells sweepstakes. And he's somebody that I got a chance to spend some time around Under Armour New Orleans. I felt like he was probably one of the more high upside guys for that camp and somebody that I think is still very much learning, not only about recruiting, but about how to play the position. And at the same time, displayed the athleticism, displayed the quick twitch to become a really strong defensive tackle in the SEC. And I think the hard part is evaluating that lack of, or I guess maybe more so the rawness of his game versus his motor and his athleticism and piecing that together when trying to evaluate him. Like, he's somebody that I would say you get him on campus, get him working with Randall Joyner, and maybe as a redshirt freshman breaks out, then as a redshirt sophomore would be a critical key contributor to that defensive line. And again, Corey Wells, he is a really, really highly thought of prospect. This is a Ole Miss Auburn battle again. And I would say, and this is more of a rough estimate right now, of course you have your battles with State and you have your battles with LSU, but man, I would kind of pin Auburn as the make or break school that Ole Miss is battling for a lot of their top targets. And we'll mention another one here in just a moment and another after that as we close out the pod. But Corey Wells is really one of those where he's right there in State. I don't think he really wants to go far from home. I think that's a big piece to the puzzle for him. He just kind of seems like somebody that wants to be close to home, close to his mother, close to his family. And it's kind of interesting because the distance in terms of time travel is basically the same to Auburn. So that's a wash. This is purely going to come down to, I think, who does the best job on the official visit. Ole Miss has made him a bigger priority as of late. You'd like to think that pays off, but he does have that visit scheduled for Auburn June 3rd through the 5th. So Rebels got to wow him this weekend and make a statement and see if they can pull him in and keep him away from the Plains. The final prospect that is, again, public right now, we'll have some updates for you guys at the Ole Miss Spirit, but Jace Matthews is expected in town. Jace Matthews is one of the best receivers and best prospects in the entire country. He's slated to be at Ole Miss this weekend. Big-time opportunity for the staff, George McDonald, Kelvin Bolden, everybody who has spent time recruiting Jace Matthews. This is a huge moment for this program because you have somebody in Jace Matthews who's a top 25 prospect, number three wide receiver in the country, according to On3, and has a who's who of programs after him. He's in your state. He's not, as of now, going to even visit Mississippi State. He told them that he told our Mississippi State site that they're going to have to move some things around to make it happen, which kind of, you know, shows where they stand. And meanwhile, Colorado's hosted him, Miami's hosted him, Auburn's hosted him, Texas A&M, Miami. You have a crew of programs that are, let's just call it what it is, very much involved with spending at premium positions like wide receiver. But Jace Matthews, if you're watching on YouTube, is just a sick athlete. Absolutely insane. I don't say this very often when it comes to wide receivers, because I just think you find a couple here or there that are generational type of athletes that can make the impact from day one, be a starter, be an all-conference type of performer. You're Jeremiah Smith, you're Ryan Williams, you're a couple of guys like that, you know, that are currently doing that and have done that at a big level. But Jace Matthews is very similar. His game reminds me of Jamar Chase. Jamar made an impact at LSU in year one, but that was the first year of I think that was the first year of Joe Burrow. That was the first year of Orgeron being at the helm. They hadn't hired Joe Brady yet. All those things, but their physical makeup, their intensity, their competitiveness with the ball in the air, all of those things remind me of him. I've spent a lot of time around him and covering him and his mental makeup. And Jace is very quiet in the sense that Jamar was as well. I just think Jace Matthews is a must get for Ole Miss. Got to get him. Got him on campus this weekend. Big opportunity for the Rebels to make a move in this recruitment. And again, I would say that Auburn is probably your biggest competition. And I talked with a couple of A&M sources on Jace Matthews, and they didn't get as much of a sense that they were as in it as an Auburn or an Ole Miss. And Miami kind of has that last official visit hanging around. But I would say if you're Ole Miss, you're really hoping you can get this one across the finish line this weekend so that then you can find a way to focus a ton of attention on Tristan Keyes. Because you would then have, you'd have Jace Matthews, you'd have Corey Barber, Jameson Powell, Zion Legree, and you can just push all your chips in on Tristan Keyes and Xavier McDonald and see who you come away with. And if you do that, that's a pretty good plan. So Jace Matthews has been on record saying I believe that he wants to make a decision in August. So keep an eye on that. But another prospect that isn't coming this weekend, but did just lock in his official visit with Ole Miss and wants an August decision, is four-star linebacker Anthony Davis from Grayson High School. He is, again, a big target for Pete Golding. They've went and seen him multiple times. He's been on campus a couple times this spring alone. Auburn, I still feel like, is the biggest challenger here. Alabama has the last official visit set for June 20th, but it does seem like Auburn has really done a lot of good work here early on and prioritizing him. If you're looking at pairing Anthony Davis with Isaiah Williams, the number one linebacker in the country, that's pretty good stuff if you're Ole Miss. And Pete Golding would love to, you know, build off of what they did last cycle with the Jarkobi Hobson and some of the guys they brought in that 2025 class and keep this high level blue chip recruiting going. And I think they can. I'm not ready to predict him leaving the state of Alabama, but you can see the pecking order is kind of clear here in a sense. And Anthony Davis is interesting from the standpoint of he doesn't necessarily love doing a bunch of media or anything like that, but I've heard this June 6th official visit weekend for Ole Miss has been set for a long time with him, but it was just a matter of him tweeting out a graphic and kind of publicly announcing it. So he did that on Tuesday night. And now the Rebels, now you know when he's going to be coming to campus. But we even dropped a piece that morning resetting the defensive side of the ball. We reset the offensive side on Monday. We reset the defensive side on Tuesday. And I said the expectation is that Anthony Davis is going to give Ole Miss an official visit. And the Rebels have been pushing overall for him and making a big push. You know, Chad Simmons really said, you know, earlier this month and last month, you've got to start talking about the Rebels when it comes to this recruitment. So it's a very important one for the linebacker position. If you get him, you get Isaiah Williams, man, you're cooking with gas at that linebacker position long-term for the Rebels. So Grayson's a powerhouse program. They always produce a ton of prospects, and it's a good one in the Peach State to keep working on. So Ole Miss is going to get their shot at him after Auburn hosts him this weekend. Then Alabama gets that last official visit. So keep an eye on Anthony Davis and all these Rebels, Rebel targets that are coming to town this weekend and beyond. It's going to be a fun summer. I hope you'll be with us. Be with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com. Sign up for just $1 today and join us. We appreciate Riverland Roofing, all that they do for us. Riverlandroofing.com. You can also call or text 662-644-4297. We appreciate our friend Andy Ludicky at MyPerfectFranchise.net and also StatusJet.com. So lots more recruiting info at the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com, as well as full coverage of baseball and softball teams and their runs in the NCAA tournament. A lot of fun to be had in Oxford this weekend. And then, of course, camp startup for the Rebels. June 1st, they start with their first prospect camp. They've got offensive line, defensive line camp, 7-on-7 next week as well, and then Friday night lights camps throughout the month of June. So a lot of coverage to come on that at the Ole Miss Spirit. So make sure you're signed up for just $1 for your first week and then just a couple bucks a month. You know, you can't beat that. And it's a great message board too. So we hope you guys are enjoying all the stuff we're putting out there. And we'll be back later this week with more Talk of Champions. A massive weekend in Oxford. Don't miss out. Be on the Ole Miss Spirit. Appreciate all you guys who read and chat with us over there on the board. So for everybody at the Ole Miss Spirit, I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening to this edition of Talk of Champions.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.